It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran are ratcheting up after an attack on two oil tankers near the Persian Gulf. Coming up, we'll find out what happened and what the two sides are saying about the incident. First, it's summertime, which means grills are firing up across Wisconsin. While burgers, brats, and beers are often the usual suspects for the summer cookout, some people get more creative. On this edition of Food Friday, we'll find out how pizzas can shake up your next grilling get-together. Patrick DePula is a chef and owner of Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Madison. Patrick, thanks a lot for coming up to the studio today.
Thanks very much for having me.
All right, grilling pizza, what kind of difference does that make for the flavor?
It's nice to get some of that char in there, so you get really, depending on, I mean, you could grill it on a gas grill, you can grill it on a charcoal grill, a wood grill, it doesn't matter. But if you're grilling it with wood or charcoal, you're going to get a little bit of that wood-fired flavor that you would get from like a Neapolitan pizza oven, but without spending several thousand dollars in your backyard.
So. Yeah, it's a good halfway step to getting that full-on home wood-fired oven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would worry, I've never done this, I'll get that right up front there. I would worry, okay, I make the pizza dough or I buy the pre-made dough. Is it going to stick to my grill? Am I just going to be trying to scrape it off for the next year?
Well, there's a couple ways to do it. One of the ways that the way that I prefer to do it at home is, and actually it's kind of how I kind of prototyped a bunch of the recipes when we first opened the restaurant. I went to Wisconsin Brick and Fireplace, or one of those places, like a home improvement store, and got fire brick and put fire brick on my grill, kind of like a pizza stone. So then I could heat up that stone. When you put the lid on, it's basically kind of recreating what it would be like to be in that wood-burning pizza oven. So to me, it's a super cheap way to do that, and you're getting really good performance because that brick heats up and retains the heat. So the it's like a hearth-baked pizza on your grill.
You know? Wow.
So regular pizza stone, too, that you can get at the store works, like any one of the
That's stores. Safe to do on a grill, mm-hmm. just like I would in the oven?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
And you could do it directly on the grill, too, but you want to oil the grate really well and then before putting the pizza dough on there.
And just talk us through the basic steps. Do we have to pre-cook the crust itself before toppings go on? What's our order of battle here?
So if you're using the pizza stone method, you don't really have to do anything. You don't have to pre-make anything. You just heat up that stone, make sure that stone's good and hot, and then you could just go from there. You just put the pizza on there, put the lid on, and it's going to bake in, you know, a minute. Probably a minute, minute and a half. So it's really quick. If you're grilling directly on the grate, you want to – what I've always done is I'll oil the grates, oil the dough a little bit too, make sure that I put that down on the grill and kind of get it at least one side done till it's almost done. Then flip it, top it, and let it finish. So I'm topping the side that was down first, so it's already hot. So it's kind of – it just makes the whole process a little more efficient.
Now, let's lay out our grill here a little bit. First of all, if we're just doing a gas grill, what kind of temperatures are we setting it at for
maximum.
Pizza?
Maximum.
Max. High
yep.
heat.
Okay. Yep. I'm a full advocate of just maximum heat when it comes to pizza on the grill.
Okay. Hot, but not cooking it as long, I'm assuming.
Correct. Like, the idea is you get that char and you're going to get it done. And, you know, on a charcoal grill, it might be a good idea to have a section of the grill not as hot as the rest of it. So you can get that initial char and then move it over so the toppings can melt on the top. Same thing with the gas grill. If you have like three burners on your gas grill, turn one down low, have the others on high, and then you can always move that pizza over a little bit so it can finish cooking without burning.
What kind of size pizza do you usually work with on a grill?
10 inches or so. You
okay.
know, 8 to 10 inches. That seems to be ideal because, you know, you can make them quickly and they cook quickly.
And then, yeah, if you have it too big, then it doesn't matter if you have a hot zone, or it's bad if you have a hot zone and a cold zone if the pizza's overlapping both at the same time,
I imagine. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you've shared a recipe with us for a roasted beet pesto grilled pizza. Talk
yes.
about this combination of flavors for us.
So I think the first time we ever made that pizza was we did an event on one of the farms that we do business with, and it was for some particular fundraiser. I can't remember which. It's years ago now. And they wanted me to grill pizzas. And at that time, I had never really grilled pizzas before, and I'm going to have to grill pizzas for like 120 people. So how am I going to do this? So basically, I just brought some Weber grill lids, big charcoal, and you know what? I'm going off subject here.
You
asked me about that pizza, so
no,
anyway.
I want to hear the story.
So
forget the pizza for a minute. Tell the story.
You know, I'm thinking about all these vegetables that I want to use that are available from their farm, like right now, and the beets look particularly beautiful. So I'm like, oh, let's make the sauce roasted beet pesto. So I made that roasted beet pesto. They had a bunch of kale and chard, and I ended up charring the kale and chard. and had some goat cheese, and that pizza just turned out really awesome with a little bit of balsamic vinegar on it. So we're still using that pizza till this day, and that's our vegetarian pizza at Johnson Street and in Sun Prairie.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about dough. You recommended with this recipe just getting a store-bought pizza dough.
Yeah, you can go to like any number of places and get pre-made pizza dough. You know, obviously your local pizza place is probably the best source because a lot of pizza places will sell you a dough ball.
I didn't know that.
Yep. You go in and ask, and most will do that. I used to do that before, well, a long time ago, but when I wanted to make pizza quick at home and didn't want to mess around with dough for too long. So, but you can start with pre-made dough. You can make dough yourself. There's a bunch of recipes out there, but one that I find that works pretty well for the grill, and you can Google it. It's like something by Peter Reinhardt, well-known baker, and it's his New York style pizza dough recipe is out there on the internet, and that's a good one to use.
Talking to Patrick DePula, chef and owner of Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Madison. He's helping us make pizzas in general and in particular on the grill. Patrick, even with a good recipe, are there ways, if we're making our own dough now, are there common pratfalls where we go wrong with our pizza dough making?
Yes. The best advice that I can give anyone making pizza dough at home, and this is basically on a question that I always get, is how come my pizza dough is not as good as yours? I'm like, well, when did you make the dough and when did you use it? And usually the response is, well, I made it at 3:00 and I was using it at 4:30. So really, to get the best effect on your pizza dough, to get the best possible flavors, make it ahead, make it a day ahead, and let it proof in the refrigerator overnight and kind of get a cold fermentation going, and it'll be a much different piece of dough to work with the next day. It'll be much better.
Now, I've heard rumors. You mentioned New York-style pizza. I've heard the claim that there's something about New York City municipal water that makes pizza and bagels, for that matter, really good. Do you think there's anything to that?
I love that subject. You want to know why? Because it's absolutely false. I grew up in New Jersey, right? And I can make pizza just as good as anyone else that my family who made it in New Jersey. And I think I read a study recently where somebody actually tried to put that myth to bed. So they did this double blind taste test with like everything from regular tap water to filtered water to distilled water to like Perrier, like mineral water at the high end. And the only way that they started seeing a difference was when it was like some sort of mineral water that had an ultra high mineral content. It would kind of retard certain processes in the dough, but for the most part, nobody could tell the difference at all. And so it had no difference on impact.
We can make just as good pizza here in Wisconsin without trucking in cartons and cartons of New York municipal water.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about some more great summertime topping combinations. I watch my CSA coming in. People are going to farmers markets. What kind of things have you excited about putting on a pizza this time of year?
Well, one of the most fun things about pizza is that really it can be kind of the vessel for all of your CSA toppings. All of your CSA vegetables. Everything from right now, tomatoes are going to start coming. We're getting them from greenhouses at the farmer's market, and that usually makes me excited because tomatoes are basically fresh tomatoes are one of my favorite toppings to put on pizza. Summer squash is excellent, and you can pair that with things like goat cheese. Basically, any dish that you're inspired from, any summer dish that you're inspired by can basically be translated to the pizza. Just always think of the pizza as the plate, rutabaga pizzas are not very popular when we make them, although I've always felt that it would be nice because we have so many root vegetables in the wintertime that I wish we can kind of get that whole rutabaga pizza thing going. But tomatoes, fresh cheeses from the market. There's just so many things that you can do. Peas, English peas are going to be around real soon. That's another favorite thing to put on pizza with some sort of salty meat, whether it's like guanciale or bacon, and those sweet English peas that are those shelled peas. They make an awesome pizza topping. The only limit is really someone's imagination.
You mentioned summer squash, and it's an eternal quest in Wisconsin to figure out what to do with all the zucchini that you grew or your neighbor's trying to dump off on you. I would worry that when you work with zucchini a lot, you realize it's like 98% water or something like that. I would worry about it getting the pizza soggy. Do we need to do anything special with that?
Not really, no. And the heat in the grill is, that high heat is going to kind of evaporate, wick some of that moisture away too. So if you're grilling those pizzas outside, that's gonna help quite a bit. But really, summer squash and zucchini, I don't think that they're too watery for pizza, but a lot of things, you could pre-roast the squash, which is one of the things that I like to do. Roast that squash on the grill, get it nice and smoky, puree it, and then make that squash the sauce.
So. Patrick DePula is with us, chef and owner of Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Madison. It's Food Friday. He's talking to us today about cooking pizza on the grill and great things to do with pizza on the grill or in the oven. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you ever grilled pizzas? How'd it go? Do you have a favorite way to make pizza at home? What is your favorite combination of toppings on your pizza, whether you make it in the oven or on the grill? Do you have a question for our guest about how to fix problems maybe with your home pizza experiments? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. By the way, head over to WPR.org/Food Friday. Find that recipe from Patrick for roasted beet pesto grilled pizza. Stick around. More to come on Food Friday on the Ideas Network. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we continue our Food Friday conversation with Chef Patrick DePula, with us today to talk about cooking pizzas on the grill. Patrick's the chef and owner at Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Madison. He's also got a pizza place in Sun Prairie, I should mention. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you, have you now, or have you planned to grill pizzas? Are you going to do it this summer? How has it gone for you? Do you have a favorite way to make pizzas, on the grill or in the oven? Favorite topping combos, or a question for our guest? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Drew is with us in Fitchburg. Drew, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Drew?
Well, I had a favorite combination of toppings, and that is fig and prosciutto. And I had that at a restaurant in Cincinnati. It was a wood-fired grill. I just got my first grill and a pizza stone, so I'm hoping to try to recreate it. My question is, what is the best prosciutto to use when grilling pizza?
Ooh. Any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, prosciutto di Parma is obviously the gold standard when it comes to prosciutto. You can get that at any of the number of Italian delis in Madison. I think both of the major ones stock prosciutto di Parma. It's the highest quality. It's somewhere around $18 a pound-ish. And, you know, a little bit goes a long way, too. You want to slice it thin and then just put it on at the end after the pizza is done baking.
Drew, thanks a lot. Good luck. Stop by with that pizza when you've made it. Patrick, that general combination, the something salty like that prosciutto, something sweet like the figs, is that a good theory to work with?
Yeah, I mean, one of the pizzas that we're known for is we do a fig and bacon pizza, and that fig and bacon pizza in the Madison restaurant is pretty popular, and there's another play on it with the prosciutto and fig and pistachios in Sun Prairie, so it's kind of a classic. You'll find that a lot of places.
And figs, just dried figs, and you dice them up,
fresh? We use dried. It's just sort of impractical to get to get fresh figs.
Stop by the fig farm at the farmer's market. Yeah, yep. We don't really have that so much.
No.
Drew, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go now to Victor with us in Freedom. Victor, hi. Do we have Victor? Victor's gone. Okay, Victor, let's see, suggests grilling pizzas while camping. Oh, and buy a small flour tortilla. Let's see. He just uses tortillas to grill and camping. That's a quick, easy to transport, it sounds like.
That's an awesome idea for camping. You know, it'll probably be easy to transport and really quick to make.
Any thoughts on grilling over or making pizza over a campfire? I guess with the right a rack or something like that, it wouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, I'm going to channel the Boy Scout in me right now.
Okay.
You know, I'm a volunteer leader with my kids' scout troop, too. So pizza is something that we talked about, and you can do it. As long as you bring the proper, like I would bring a cast iron pan and do it in the cast iron pan, or maybe even a Dutch oven while camping. You get more of like a thicker crust in that Dutch oven, so it might be a little more like Chicago style pizza.
So I imagine all the kids are saying, "Yeah, so you're coming right to the camp out this weekend. You're bringing all your pizza fixings, right?"
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's got to be a popular thing. Mm. Thanks a lot. We'll go now to Gary. Gary, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to know where you can get some good acid tomatoes like we used to get years ago. Does anybody have them, or where can you get them, or whatever? These tomatoes nowadays are all tasting like store-bought stuff.
Gotcha. That's an interesting question. I love heirloom tomatoes, and there's plenty of farms in the area, like at the Dane County Farmers Market, or that you'll find on the Monona Farmers Market, the Northside Farmers Market, what have you. When tomato season starts, look for the heirlooms, and you're going to find that flavor that you're looking for, that flavor that's not really been bred to, you know, be super shelf stable or manipulated by people. Those heirloom varieties are awesome, and we use a lot of them.
Thanks a lot. Good luck finding those heirlooms at your local farmer's market. Patrick DePula is with us for Food Friday. He's chef and owner of Salvatore's Tomato Pies, and he is helping us grill and otherwise prepare great pizzas. You can find one of his recipes, by the way, at WPR.org/Food Friday. It is a roasted beet pesto grilled pizza. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. We've got Anne with us in Green Bay. Anne, hello.
Hello. There's a place in Appleton called the Green Gecko, and they make a pizza called Donald Blue. And it's made with duck meat, like duck, D-U-C-K, like as in Donald Duck, and blue cheese. And I don't know what else all they put on it, but I'll tell you, the combination is just really interesting.
And it sounds really rich to me. Is it kind of heavy duty?
It is, but it's really good. I mean, the first bite, you kind of think, I don't know if I like this. But after a couple more bites, like, oh, this was really good.
So. And thanks. Duck on pizza.
Yeah, duck's a great pizza topping. In season, in the wintertime, duck confit, you know, we use a lot. Other restaurants use it a lot on pizza, too. You know, duck confit with some sort of fruit, whether it's Door County cherry, so you get that little bit of, like, acidicness in there, and then some sort of smoky blue cheese. You know, all those things go really, really well together.
Well, that makes me think now, Patrick, you mentioned that the rutabaga pizza isn't necessarily big with people. You can get creative with pizza, but have you hit points where people are like, man, you've gone too far this time?
Yes, we did a pizza with sushi rolls on it once.
What's wrong with that?
Maggi rolls.
Uh-huh.
It looked interesting and didn't really go over so well. We also did a pizza with a black pizza with squid ink in the pizza dough. So the pizza's black, and we used octopus, and there were some other things on it. We also did, around Halloween one year, we did a pizza with fried grasshoppers and some other things that really, I think we sold like three. Some of those things don't go over well, but it's fun to do them.
And we did a show. We actually did a segment on cooking with insects, where you were able to source food-grade grasshoppers,
yep.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Was it good? Did
yep.
you like it?
Yep. And I think, where did I get those? I think I got them at, there was just a, like, some sort of place that sold beef jerky also sold those bugs.
Two yes. great tastes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to your calls now. Mitch is with us in Green Bay. Mitch, hi.
Hi there. Big fan. I live in Madison, just up the street from the one on East Johnson, but currently in Green Bay. I just wanted to ask about all-purpose versus bread flour. Do you use a combination or just one or the other for homemade? And also, what kind of yeast do you recommend using when making dough at home? Thanks.
Sure. I mean, you could go a lot of ways. I would use bread flour at home. You know, in the restaurant, we use a mixture of we use flour from Lonesome Stone Milling that's out in Lone Rock. And so that's Wisconsin-grown wheat, and it's whole wheat. And we mix that with unbleached, unbromated white flour, which is bread flour. Bread flour works really well at home because most of the time, I mean, you don't really need all that super high gluten for the pizza that you're making at home in your home oven or on the grill. But I think bread flour does a really nice job, especially if you let that sit overnight. And, you know, it's just one of those that you can even add whole wheat to it and, you know, experiment with other grains for that matter. But I think bread flour works really well for home pizza making.
Now let's talk about wheat flour. I think I've had pizza possibly in a predecessor at the same location you're in now, which maybe was too much wheat flour. Sometimes it ends up getting a little dry.
Oh, yeah.
if you don't eat it right away. Mm-hmm. So you have to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. It took us quite a long time to try and get that balance just right. So, you know, you're getting the flavor of that the wheat and the bran that's unbroken. So the bran is intact and those oils are intact in the flour. So you're getting that sweetness that's natural without having to put sugar in the dough. And the fermentation process helps too. So we don't use any sugar or anything like that. We let the dough process itself naturally and develop that sweetness. But that whole wheat flour really helps do that. It gives it that sweet, nutty flavor.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. I know some people are probably out there asking for gluten-free. Do you have thoughts on making a good gluten-free crust?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's one of those things that we've experimented with, but I can't really do it in my restaurants because there's so much flour in the air mm-hmm. that we can't make them from scratch. It would just be too risky to contaminate. So what we do is there's a gluten-free bake shop in Milwaukee that we purchase our gluten-free crust from. So they're certified, and it makes it much easier for us to be able to offer those because they come sealed. But it's a really good – I know that the ingredients in it that kind of gives it a little bit of that chew is the potato flour. So there's potato flour and tapioca flour that seem to replicate regular pizza as much as possible. So it's a little crunchy and it's a little chewy at the same time. So I tend to go for gluten-free crusts that have those ingredients in them.
We got an email from Ann in Madison. Ann says, I also believe anything can be made into pizza and is better for it. It's a little early for fresh, Ann says, but corn is excellent on a pizza and pairs pretty much with any sauce, tomato, barbecue, white, whatever.
Ann is absolutely 100% correct. Corn is super awesome for pizza, especially like in season when we'll like roast that with some chili peppers and some other things, and maybe there's a little bit of smoked paprika in it, what have you. It just makes an awesome, hearty kind of relish for pizza or almost anything.
Maybe roasted winter squash with that. Sounds like it'd be pretty good.
Absolutely. And, you know, corn may not be in season, but Awesome Sweet Corn is one of the vendors at the farmer's market. They still have frozen corn available too. So, you know, you can still get it and it's still local.
Is there a seasonal vegetable or whatever produce that you just spend the rest of the year kind of looking forward to when that hits the market?
Tomatoes.
It's tomatoes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Tomato season happens. It's we go to the farmer's market every Saturday morning. So the soon as people start having, you know, soil grown heirloom tomatoes, that's like when I can't get enough of them. And they go on everything on our menu. And it's just kind of ridiculous. From burrata to the pizza to every other dish that we've got, I'm trying to incorporate tomatoes for the short period of time that we have them.
Now, for tomato as a topping, as opposed to making sauce with it,
mm-hmm.
does this bake the whole time, or is this like a put-on at the end of the story?
No, it bakes the whole time.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And any favorite heirlooms that you say people should watch out for Ooh. When they're making pizza?
One of my favorites always are like the what are they? The black crims, the black cherry tomatoes.
I don't think I've even seen that.
They're super delicious. The just the yellow tomatoes are awesome.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to not want to eat all of them at the market. So,
Patrick, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Patrick DePula. He's chef and owner of Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Madison. He joins today to talk about making pizzas on the grill and some advice for great toppings and crust on or off the grill. You can find one of his recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. That is the roasted beet pesto grilled pizza. Give it a try this weekend.